Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast. Hello. My name is Ryan. This is Dr. Author Tony Lodge.
Good morning.
And we're both going to refrain from saying the first thing that comes to our mind.
Oh, that's not a good game.
When I say we're about to call Emma Derwent.
Well, now I can't say anything.
Yeah. Yep. Don't say it, 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 don't say it.
Hello.
Oh, Emma Derwent Pencil. What's up?
The one
I'm good. Who's?
The one thing we said not to say. Emma.
Ryan said very specifically, don't say what you want to say, and I just went for it. Emma, you got to.
Emma, how many times have you got that? Or are you actually an heir to the Derwent Pencil throne?
I'm actually, no, it's my married name. So I only just became a Derwent to the throne about 2 years ago.
Oh.
And
so you married him for his pencil money?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
100%.
I would have too. I mean, why do you think I'm with the Toblerone fortune? Yeah. Whatever that is.
Words. If there's one thing I would invest in the digital age, it's pencils. Yeah, no, you're in for some cash there. Will you approve today's podcast? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Legend.
Woo-hoo, yeah, pencil that in.
Ah! Yes.
Hi, this is Emma from Traralgon, New South Wales, and I approve this podcast.
It's so normal to want to say Happy New Year.
I said this the other day that I literally like have to stop myself now. It's a beautiful habit.
Yeah, welcome to a video show. You can watch it on the Spotify app, on your smart TV or the app if you like.
Oh my God, that was a whole mouthful.
A lot harder than it had to be.
Yeah.
And I don't want to spoil anything. But coming up today, I believe
prop comedy.
Tony has a prop.
Prop
so,
comedy.
Do with that what you will.
Prop comedy, it's coming.
There are props on the way.
Mm.
But first.
Stop. There's a prop.
Look at that. Look at it, start, turn around and listen. What's that song?
Ice is back with a brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Don't know the rest of the words at nightly. But stop. I don't know if I said blue. Ice, baby.
You're actually too accurate and we might get triggered for a copyright.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah, I do look a lot like Vanilla Ice.
I more meant the sound, but yeah, all good.
I listen with my eyes. I tried
to
wink, but I just
work.
Blinked.
Yeah. You winked with both eyes.
Yeah, I thought I was going to do like a real seductive like, can you do a good wink?
I dated a girl that couldn't wink. She couldn't do one eye. So anytime she
no,
went
you
to
said
wink.
Wank. I'm asking you.
Yeah, please wank me.
Don't wink me wank off. Me. That's not what I want.
But anytime she went to wink, she'd be like,
oh.
And you're like, mm-hmm.
Can you do a good wink? Though?
I don't think so.
All right.
I'm not a winker.
Here's mine.
Ooh. See, I'm a thinker, not a winker, and I've always said that.
Ooh, up here for thinking, down there for winking. You know what I'm saying?
I just didn't wink. Was any good?
I didn't say.
Yeah, my point exactly.
I was winking. I couldn't see. Oh, no, that wasn't good. You looked like you were just like, half your face went to
like
sleep.
Like a sex tourist in Thailand?
It was crazy.
Describe this feeling, Tony Lodge, you watching / listening. You're having friends over for a few wines.
Oh, what
maybe
am I wearing?
Sneaky little margaritas.
Did I put shoes on before the friends came over?
Yeah, you got shoes on. And I would say, you're sitting on your nice couch, like in your nice clothes.
Oh.
Like, not like a full going out, but
maybe
just like
a little lip.
Maybe a little lip and like the shirt tie, like just a little put together.
The fire's on.
Fire's
like kind
on.
Of vibe. Yep.
Dips, olives, maybe a cheese board.
Fucking, where? What time's everyone coming? Oh, this sounds great. Well, do you guys want to come over tonight? We'll do this.
They said, yeah, we'll be around about 6.
Nice. That's a good time.
Yeah, and because you're already an organised Tony Lodge, it's already in advance. You sit down on the couch at 5:55 and you're all dressed up and all the food's there and you're kind of just sitting there by yourself.
It's like when you're waiting for an electrician and you go, well, I can't go to the bathroom because they're about to come over.
I think in 2024, and mind you, it's only the 8th of March today, how many times have we referenced already this year, a tradie's on the way and I need to use the bathroom? How many tradies are coming over to your house or how often are you using the bathroom? Because this feels like a daily stress.
Okay, so this new house that I have lived in for not even 6 months,
yeah,
never had a tradie over.
So then why is this, this such is a concern
just,
to you?
This is just universal stress that I feel like anybody can relate okay. to.
How are you, so is it weird and a bit awkward when you're just sitting there by yourself?
Yeah, because being fully dressed in your house is so uncomfortable because you're like, and I can't like pat Pippa. I can't I can't do anything because I like need to stay clean because people are about to come over.
I wasn't planning on telling the story, but I just remembered something.
What?
When we're in Bunbury, Bridget needed a change of scenery. Like work was sort of getting a bit tricky. I needed a change of scenery. Work was a bit tricky. And I got this job in Canberra and it was sort of like our ticket out of there. Like we kind of needed a fresh start.
Yeah, nice.
And I got the call like, you've got the job.
Isn't that the best feeling?
Yeah. So I put on a suit and I was going to go to Bridget's work and like tell her in person because I was like, I found out during the day, I just wanted to tell her, but I was like, oh, I don't want to call her. I want to be there.
Yeah.
So I put on.
You didn't just think, oh, I'll wait for you to come home?
No, because I was so excited.
And why did you have a suit on? What does the suit have to do with it?
No, I was like, it's a fun,
you know,
special
what?
Different
actually,
occasion.
This is fun. This is old Ryan. Yeah. So this isn't the Ryan I know.
But like, because I'll walk in a suit and Bridget will be like, what the hell's going on? I'm like, we got the job.
She
holy
probably
shit.
Would be like, are you proposing right now? Yeah. Yeah. And you're like, oh no, I'm moving to Canberra and you're not coming.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
So this is actually me breaking up with you.
You're going to have to pay my side of the rent as well.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I'll surprise her. And then I think it was getting towards the end of her work day. So I was like, then maybe we'll go down to the thing and get a drink
have
or whatever.
Wine. Yeah.
So I get there in the suit. And then I go, hey, Bridget, she goes, why are you wearing a suit? And I go, I've got some news. She's like, great, I've just got a quick meeting. Can you just wait here for half an hour? And just jumps into this meeting at work. Because, you know, I've just rocked up to her work unannounced. And so then I'm just loitering.
In a suit.
In a
the
winery.
The suit makes it worse, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And someone's like, can I help you? And I was like, oh, I'm just waiting for Bridget. And they go, did you want a seat or
water?
Probably
fucking thought you were an undercover cop.
Yeah, I was just going to sell it. Mate, like whatever you're selling, we're not buying. And this winery.
You're a speedboat salesman. Yeah, they're like, fuck
it's,
off.
It's off the beaten track. Like, you can't accidentally, like, it's, you know, up through the hills, down around the way. And it's not like a cellar door where there's, like, customers coming. It's just that's where they make the wine.
Yeah.
So everyone's just like,
how did you get in here?
What are you doing?
Who let you in?
And I just have to stand there for half an hour. And they go, what are you doing? I go, oh, I'm just, like, really excited and have some news to share. And they're like, okay.
Did someone die?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, are you on your way to a funeral or something?
That was really weird. Anyway,
yeah,
today's topic
really
is things that are awkward as fuck that shouldn't be awkward as fuck but are awkward as fuck.
Yep.
The other week I was meeting a bunch of friends at dinner on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And Friday night in Brunswick, pretty busy.
Mm-hmm.
So I better make a booking. We book a table of 8, 7:30 on a
table of 8. Fucking hell,
7:30
yeah.
on a Friday night. It was good gnocchi or great gnocchi or something for people playing along at home. Fucking awesome. And they get this huge table in the middle of the place.
Mm-hmm.
And I rock up first and I'm the only one there. And I go, yeah, it's booked under, I think it was under Liam or something. I go, yeah, just this way. And then they called me Liam, which is embarrassing because I was like, well, no, my friend booked. But and then
they don't give a fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. And so
but
then,
for the whole night, they're like, oh, Liam, another one? And
yeah,
you're like, oh.
Yeah.
And then Liam goes, what? And you go, I got here.
Yeah. So there's a bit of that.
Yeah.
And then they sit me down. I got there a few minutes early.
Unlike you.
You're proud
it's
of me.
It's very Liam.
Yeah, it's Liam energy. Yeah, that's why they're like, well, must be Liam's on
Tony
time.
And Liam.
And so they got there at like 7:32, like fine.
Yeah.
But those 4 minutes, as I'm, and the whole restaurant is just looking at me going, oh, this guy thinks he's got a big group of friends, does he? And I'm just sitting there on my phone.
And you know that no one is actually thinking that.
Yeah.
But like you just can't not hear. Yeah.
And they go, did you want a drink? And I'm like, oh, I guess I should wait. And they're like, oh. So you're just going to like just sit there?
Oh.
Like, can I do something for you? I'm like, no. And they're like,
do you want a magazine?
Yeah.
Do you want a book or something?
Yeah.
Did you bring your Kindle with you? Do you know what I thought you were going to say, which is one of my most like, I get so nervous about this. When you go out for dinner and there's three of you and they go, oh, we don't have a table for you, but we can put you at the bar and you're the friend in the middle. And the whole time you're
playing tennis. Yeah.
They're talking to each other and you're just in the middle. You've got the double chin going and you're the one that's awkward in the middle. I was talking with this, talking about this to a friend the other day and it shouldn't be awkward, but it is. And you're cringing at yourself because you don't feel like you can say anything. You feel like you just have to watch their conversation happen because you're all like in a row.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's triggered me because I've been in this situation.
It's awful.
No, so, all right, there's three of us sitting there.
Yeah, and you're in the middle.
I'm in the middle.
Yep.
And I'm actually going to leave names out because one of them is a well-known professional who I don't want to besmirch her beautiful name.
Yep. Gemma Watts.
No. No. I'm sitting in the middle.
Yeah.
And those two
are having a great time.
To the point where they like.
You got left out of a threesome.
They made out when I was sitting in the middle.
Did you slip a little?
I wanted to. I looked great. Because I think I was chatting to someone behind me. And then I looked back and they were like macking on. And I was just sitting there.
Winking.
Oh, it was excruciating. And I said, do you mind if I go? And they went, oh, yeah.
Can you, I know this is a video show, but can you tell me who it was? Secret, like this?
Yeah.
Tell me who it was, like this.
Actually, just beep this out.
No, because people will be able, it's a video show, so people will be able to
read. I'll cover my mouth and you can beep it out.
Okay. No!
Yeah. So I was like, I'll just.
Two celebrities!
Two celebrities, Yeah. Well, a celebrity in Tarp World and then just probably a genuine.
Not two celebrities. Yeah. Wow. Oh, God. We get a call from James after this gets uploaded. Yeah, I forgot to fucking beep that. Just letting you guys know.
That was fucking harrowing.
Yeah. No, so that isn't that so awkward and you feel like you just can't be part of a conversation? Also, turning around on a walk.
Yeah.
Kill me. I'll walk to Brazil if I have to avoid fucking turning around.
Did she forget something?
Oh, given up, is she?
Yeah.
Had enough, is she?
Is that enough for you today, mate?
Oh, you've decided that that's enough for your weird wig, CZ. You go turn around and go home. And I want to cry every time.
All right, what's worse, that?
I'd rather get stung by a wasp again, honestly.
At uni the other day, I needed to go up to my lecture theatre. I was like, doing my thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I was on level two.
Okay. Is that important?
It is.
Okay.
Because a group of four people must have got in the lift on level one and they were going up to where I was going.
Yeah.
So the doors open and there's four of them.
Don't. I'm going to throw up. I'm going to be sick.
They all know each other. They're all having a good time. And then I just get in and just stand there.
What's worse though, they stop talking. You know when you get into a lift and everyone's been like chatting and having fun? Mm. Then you get into the lift and they all go.
Nah, this was worse because you know what happened? The doors open. I kind of went, hey. And they went, yeah. So then he was like and just.
Oh.
And then I just. And then we were all going to the same place. We all had the same class, it turns out. Like big theatre full of people.
But yeah.
Like, and so we all went to the same place after. And it was like us five walked in together.
But people are, oh, a group of friends, five friends.
Yeah. And all four went and sat over there and I was like.
No, you started to walk over there, then you had to turn around.
Yeah, out of back. I was just the wrong class. Oh, Final one.
Yeah.
And there's, I was in a class and it was week one and.
A lot of class chat. I like it.
Well, I was at uni last night, so it's fresh. It's fresh. First class and, you know, the new term or whatever.
Yeah.
And so someone's obviously gone into the wrong theatre. Because he goes, hi, guys, welcome to managerial economics.
Oh, no. I'm changing my major if that happens. I'm now a scientist.
Okay, but here, what do you do, Tony?
Stay.
Yeah.
And you on the website for the university and I'm like, yep, changing from English to science
Yeah,
now.
So I'm enrolled in data, which is in the theatre next door, but you go, well, I can't leave.
No.
So I'm just going to sit here and do 3 hours of managerial economics and I'll join data next week.
Yeah, I'll just catch up on that lecture online. Yes, that is 100% what I would do. I am not standing in that class, even if there's a fire.
Yeah.
I'm staying seated. I don't want anybody to have any attention on me.
Now, this didn't happen, but imagine, because you've got your names there and they kind of go, you know, they'll go, oh, do the list. Tony, did you have a thought on that? Just to give everyone a turn at speaking. And then after a while, it kind of becomes clear, like, oh, I haven't mentioned your name. Are you on the list?
Yeah.
And then after 2 hours, you go, oh, no, I'm in data. I just didn't want to leave.
I didn't want to say anything. And he goes, what the fuck? He kicks me out.
Yeah.
I get expelled from the university.
Get back in the elevator with your no friends, you fucking loser.
He goes, you'd turn around on a walk, wouldn't you?
Hi, this is Emma from Traralgon, New South Wales, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
A massive shout out to a few of our favourite champion tarpions.
Favourite champion tarpions.
Champion tarpions.
Does that mean those champion tarpers that don't get mentioned now are not our favourites?
No, they're all our favourites. It's hard to not pick favourites. Mm. I reckon the same like when parents are like, no, you don't have a favourite. They do.
They do.
They definitely do. Do you have a favourite between Mabes and Beach?
Oh, yeah. Beach is top of the pile at home.
Oh, is he?
So I was away yesterday and I said, how's the little one doing? And Bridget, like, starts talking about Mabel.
And you're like, no, 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 the other one.
What?
Who? Yeah. Oh, well, Mabel started talking and you got who? How's BJ?
Mabel's my daughter. BJ's my best friend.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Hopefully Mabel doesn't want to listen to this anytime soon. A massive shout out to a few of our champion tarpers over at our Patreon.
I'm scared that they're getting chummy with each other. And I don't want them to
You'll
gang up on me.
Out.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm trying to keep them real separate. Sweet but separate.
Yeah, okay.
But every time I get home, she's climbing on him. He's loving it. Like,
that's so sweet.
No, it's not.
Okay, sorry. Every tarpa at our Patreon, your name will be rolling along the bottom. Someone messaged the other day and said, are all the names in every show? No, they don't all fit. It takes like four or five episodes, I think.
Longer
to like wrap around. So if you haven't seen it this week or last week, it's coming, I promise.
If we did more regular video shows, they would come around more often.
I would, and then wouldn't that be great? Massive shout out to Zia Conlon. Thank you so much, Zia. I'm seeing what you're doing. Stuart Barber, good on you, Stuart. Parker Hilliard, Jasmine Ward, and Kate Aylmore, good on you, Kate. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kate. You're fucking legend.
And we mentioned this yesterday. We got a new website. Heaps of new merch over there if you want to go and check it out.
I like the stickers.
I really like the stickers too.
Yeah.
I think they look really cool.
There's also a notebook that's called From the Desk of
Dr. Tony Lodge. Yep. So you can check that out. But yeah, there's heaps of stuff there. Like
tonyandryan.com.au. Go to the merch page.
Yeah.
And different hoodies, different shapes and sizes and colours and shit.
Yeah. Yep. I mentioned before I've got some prop comedy.
Yeah, you got some prop comedy.
So I recently got new glasses.
Looking good. Wow, looks great. Wow, matches wow, your cool, wow. fun new hair.
Thank you.
It's a brand new Tony.
Yeah, I'm
new
trying.
Month, new
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, new month, new me. But I had to go and get them. I'd had the other glasses for like 2 years.
Yeah.
Like for fucking ages. And so I really needed to get my eyes tested because I could tell they were starting to like the prescription like wasn't enough anymore.
Oh, so like over time your eyes get a little bit worse and you need to turn up the volume on the glasses a little bit.
Pretty much,
kind of
layman
speak.
And it's kind of like depending on how different it is from the last time, it's kind of like, oh, this is like a very normal amount of change or
a lot at once.
Yeah, so like sometimes it's
like, your eyes different? Like as a different lens on the left and right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because one of them has astigmatism, the other one doesn't.
Right.
Which affects it and stuff. Anyway, so, and every time you go and get your eyes tested, they like do the, have you ever had the like glaucoma test like and they puff in your eyes?
No.
So it's like a puff of air and you have to keep your eye open and they puff into your eye and it's horrifying. Like
That's a nightmare shit. That's awful.
It's like Clockwork Orange shit. Yeah. Like a fucking puff in your eye.
Ah, Clockwork Orange.
Or a porno.
Yeah.
I guess. Anyway.
Got Angela White on the show next week, by the way.
Yeah. She's had cum in her eye, let me tell you. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm like going and I go through all the tests and stuff and they're like, look, you do need a new prescription. It has changed a bit, but it's changed like not just a little bit for so I'm like, I can't see shit that's far away.
Right.
Normally.
So driving.
Using the computer. And I actually am like a 24/7 glasses wearer now. Like I don't, you know how some people are like, oh, I just need them at the computer, but not the rest of the time.
You're all in.
24/7 glasses.
No, never been
sleep
a contact girl?
I've just never tried them.
Right.
Not that I'm anti them. And I can like touch my eye and stuff. So it doesn't like freak me out. Yeah. But just never haven't.
The glasses, I don't know. I feel like it frames your face. You look good in glasses. Some people with wearing like don't suit glasses, but you look good in glasses.
I hate them.
Really?
Yeah, I hate them. So these new ones I quite like. I
think
they're a bit more.
The concept of them or just it's annoying on your face?
Kind of both. I think I don't look that good in them.
No, don't be silly.
I
do awful, horrendous things to you wearing glasses.
But I think these frames are like really bold and really nice.
They're cool.
Yeah.
I like them.
I think they suit me a lot better than the round ones I had.
Okay. Any glasses.
Yeah.
Any glasses on that face would be beautiful to me.
That's really nice because it blocks some of it.
Yeah. I prefer that those glasses you have that's, yeah,
the
big cardboard
box. Ones, yeah.
If you don't like them that much, have you not gone, maybe I will try a contact lens? Or
I just love rubbing my eye.
Right.
Like, I love getting a good deep rub in the eyeball.
Well, we found out about you because he makes you see stars.
Yeah. But I think that I would forget and then I would fucking go in for the honking rub and then go, fuck, it's flipped into the back of my brain.
Yeah. Because I believe if that you do happen. Push them right in, it ends up out the back.
Yeah. And then you're seeing out the back.
That's how mullets are grown.
That's very funny. Anyway, so they go, oh, it's actually not just distance vision now, like driving and computer and stuff. It's actually like up close, like for reading and like being on your phone.
Being an author and stuff like that.
Yeah. I'm a really big deal.
Yeah.
And so I had to get bifocals.
What does that mean?
Old people. That's what
I was
going to
say. That sounds like binoculars.
Yeah.
It sounds like old people. Sounds like something my grandpa would have had. Yeah. What does that mean?
So it's like distance vision at the top, close up at the bottom.
What if you look in the middle?
So it's kind of
chaos.
Like, so you can't see anything. Shut your eyes. Yeah. When I go from the top to the bottom, I got to blink through. I can't just look up and down.
Have you ever fallen off the ledge? Just on the top?
And
bifocals. Is that why they're so big? Because they need room for the both of the focals.
That's very funny. No, it's,
actually,
that's not
I'm
why.
Not actually joking.
Nah, but like if you have a really thick glass, like there's only some glasses you can get if the lens is really thick. I don't have that yet.
Okay.
But anyway, so they're different. Like the top and the bottom is different, and they're called like relax lenses. And so it's like that. It's gradually changes in the middle of the thing.
Oh, so
when
there's
I
no
look,
cliff.
There's no cliff, but it's just like if I'm looking. Like this, I'm obviously looking down.
So in theory, if you put your phone or a book above you, that wouldn't really work that well.
So I could still see it, but it's just not really what it's
designed for.
Yeah, like it's supposed to be for like when you, if you're sitting on your phone or like I've been reading heaps.
Yep.
So on my Kindle and you're like eyes
check.
Naturally.
How many up to this year?
So I've just finished another two this week.
Yes.
So I don't know what that number would be. I haven't really
been.
Well,
you're on three or four, so you'd be fine. Yeah, I mean, for 20 of the year, you're smashing it.
Yeah, anyway. I reckon I've got good odds of finishing.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they're like, you've got to get bifocals. I was like, okay. And then a week later, they're like, you have to like come and pick them up. Like they take fucking ages, whatever. I get the text to go and pick them up. I go in there and they're like, yeah, we need to like make sure that they fit on your face, like make sure you can see. And they kind of, they give you this little spiel every time you pick up glasses and they go, oh, like, how does that feel? They give you the sheet of paper to, like, see if it feels right and stuff. And they said, look, because this is your first time wearing relax lenses, like the bifocals, you actually can feel quite sick because it's, like, a really different.
Like in vertigo kind of? Like it just a tricky kind of.
Yeah. And because it's two different things going on, it takes a little bit of time
a bit dizzy.
To, like, get you. Yeah, really.
When you have
dizzy.
A sore ear and you fall over?
Exactly like that, like seasick almost.
Yeah.
Like it fucks with your tummy. And they were like, so be really careful. And they were like, and when you're walking around for the next, like, couple of days.
Yeah.
When you're walking around for the next couple of days.
Yeah.
Be really careful because, like, people, like, fall down curbs and stuff because it, like, it fucks with your depth perception a little bit, so you don't know how far away shit is.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I got these and I also got some sunglasses which are just single. So these ones, my glasses have two, but my sunglasses.
Oh, there's a prop.
Here's my prop. My sunglasses are just single frame.
Oh.
A single lens,
so if you go from one to the other, does that take your brain a while to, like,
well, so,
compute?
But this, the sunglasses, though, because it's just one, they're not as dizzy because it's not both things that my eyes are, like, trying to focus.
So if your
through.
Eyes need a rest, you might just pop the sunnies on?
Well, yeah.
You're not going to get clip-ons, are you?
Slide them on.
Yeah.
Anyway, and so the next day, like, Torbs and I had to go and buy a birthday present for my nephew.
Yep. Happy birthday.
And we're like, happy birthday, little son, he's 10. And we're like walking through the Big W and I'm like, oh, I'm like not feeling too flashy.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't feel well and these glasses are like really fucking with me. And Torbs is like, oh, my God, like, do you have your old glasses with you?
Yeah.
And I was like, that would have been really smart.
That is smart talks. You are a very smart man.
I don't have those. And he goes, why don't you just take them off? So I take my glasses off and I'm walking through the thing and I was like, this is worse because it's like too drastic.
Yeah.
Like, because I've gone from two lenses to none. And so now I like can't see anything. And it.
Before you continue this story, I'd just like everyone to know that I think if you wear sunglasses inside, you're a fuckhead. Please continue.
so I take...
Unrelated, just a tidbit.
Just in case anybody was wondering.
Just a tidbit from me.
So I'm walking around.
Big W. There's a celebrity here coming in there.
Like a fucking Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
So I'm walking around, I've taken my glasses off, and I'm like, this is actually...
So better put a dark hat on and some shade.
No one talked to me. And so I'm walking around the BW with no glasses on.
Should she be at the Oscars this week?
I'm like, this is actually worse. And so, and Torbs goes, but you don't have your old glasses. I was like, nah, but I've got the sunglasses. I've got the sunglasses in my bag. She who stands in the Lego section at the BW.
Like the biggest pervert hanging out at a kid's store when she's got no children.
And I'm standing there and I'm
hey
like,
kid.
Oh, yeah, I like the look of that Lego technique. Like the look of that Lego technique. And then Tom's goes, what about this one? I go, yeah, like that Mars rover, that looks good. Yeah.
Do you
and
think
like,
people thought you were a celebrity or Torbs a security guard?
I probably looked more like I was vision impaired and was like I actually probably did because I'm like wearing really dark sunglasses inside and people are probably like, oh, maybe like you've got a lot of light sensitivity or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm wearing the fucking sunglasses.
She is a sensitive girl, but just not to light.
Not in that way.
Just sensitive in general.
Anyway, so I'm walking around and I've got these glasses on and I swear... my demeanor changed.
You became the sunglasses.
Because all of a sudden I'm like, well, if I'm wearing sunglasses inside, I've got to own that I'm wearing sunglasses inside. I'm like, Lego technique, yep, okay. And I'm like, anyway, so I'm like, I have to take them off. Like, this is ridiculous. Yeah. Like, I cannot walk around with these sunglasses on. And so I'm just like walking around like an absolute fucking idiot. I've got two glasses in my hands walking around the big W. And Torbs is like, oh, do you like those? I go, bleh. Yep. And then he goes, do you like that? I go, bleh. Yep.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
And I'm like swapping between glasses like a really important girl.
You are a very important girl. For those playing along in the US, Big W kind of like a Walmart.
It's like Walmart, yeah. Like a Target kind of vibe, yeah. And anyway, so embarrassing.
Did people come over and be like, oh my God, I know you're trying to be inconspicuous.
People are like, oh, Adele? like people are like, well, who is it?
Are you not at your Vegas residency?
Yeah. Pre-weight loss. Yeah. But anyway, so there's just like all of this fucking, like we're walking around. Oh, I'm like holding all this Lego with fucking sunglasses on. It was so embarrassing.
And then you go, oh, these, and then you get to the counter and they go, do it, that'll be $25. And you go, oh, it said $19.95 on the.
Yeah. And I know that because I can see. Anyway, yeah. So make sure that you get accustomed to your glasses before you walk around in them.
Yeah. Good.
My new bifocals.
I would love in the episode thread for put this sunnies back on again. Does Tony look A, like a celebrity, B, like a security guard, or C, vision impaired?
I am technically.
And we'll get a screen grab of that as well.
I am technically vision impaired,
you
I guess, because I wear glasses.
Yep.
But yeah, I definitely look like I had like light sensitivity, which is fine. Like, and people obviously like do that and it's very, but because for me it wasn't natural and it was just, I felt very out of place.
Yeah. And you were.
Yeah.
Yep. I've got you love to see it.
Amazing.
And I've texted you a link to that on your phone. What I love to see is a cooked comment section. So first, we're all going to, and if you're not watching, you're just listening, that's fine. The audio will explain what you're seeing here. But Tony, just watch that video.
I heard you haven't been feeling well, so I made you a few things to hopefully help you feel a little bit better. First, I have a homemade chicken noodle soup. It's packed with veggies and a flavorful broth. I know you're gonna like it. A little sprinkle of some chopped parsley to finish the soup off. I have some toasted sourdough garlic bread, some sliced oranges, some lemon honey ginger tea to soothe your throat. It's important for you to stay hydrated. A linen napkin and a spoon. And if you're feeling up to it, I got you a little sweet treat of a blueberry Danish. I'll put that on the side.
Now, there you go. Close that up.
I hope this helps.
Now,
can I just say something? Is that not the first scene of a horror movie? He's about to do that Kathy Bates film. What's that, Misery? Hold someone in his home. There's people in his basement 100%.
He's trying to do the most wholesome, beautiful video. Can I read some comments?
Are any of them better than what I just said?
Any guesses how many people in this bloke's basement? Does he know that my suit needs to be soothed because I'll be screaming for help from his basement all night?
I'm so sorry, but yeah, that's kidnap vibes. I didn't even read the comments. I was just...
It's so important to stay hydrated because that will make my skin suit more supple.
He's about to harvest the healthiest organs.
I'm honestly just so glad you kidnapped me, to be honest. You're way nicer than my ex-boyfriend and your basement is better than his apartment. So.
Oh, wow. I feel really bad because he's obviously trying to, just make wholesome
be
content.
Really nice.
A bit of ASMR, because the cluttering of
and
the
goes,
dishes and stuff.
Everyone's going to see this and go, oh, aren't I just the nicest boyfriend ever?
Yeah. No. Someone commented saying, I'm honestly just so glad you kidnapped me, to be honest. You're like, it's a wholesome, healthy meal. I'm just glad that I'm here.
If only I read that comment about 10 seconds ago. Yeah.
Sorry.
But thanks for repeating it just to emphasize. So.
Well, I liked it.
Yeah.
I couldn't see. Oh, you said that.
Yeah,
oh,
she's
okay.
She's got both pairs of sunglasses.
Oh,
she knows
good.
What's going on.
Yeah. It's now trifocals. That's funny. Sorry about that. I'm really sorry because you've done that to me before and I hated it so much. I'm really sorry.
And my other, you love to see it, is Dads with Boats.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. But I just saw another comment on here. I'm honestly just so glad you kidnapped me. I'm so sorry. That video, though, how did you find that? You need to get out of whatever part of the internet you're in, babe. That's for sure.
Bridget sent it. And this is what I love from Bridget. When she sends a video and all she writes is, the comments. And you just
you're
go,
like, settle in, sweetheart. Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. My love to see it is from Stephanie Smith. She sent this in Patreon and said, hey, Tony and Ryan.
Stephanie Claire Smith?
Yes. My boyfriend started the fucking blog.
Fuck yeah. Get him a mug.
Exactly right, TonyRyan.com.au. Shameless plug of our own merch. Yep. My boyfriend started a Twitch account to stream horror games. And he's actually doing really well. He started back in December and he's got now over 700 followers.
Fuck yeah.
And the purpose of him creating his Twitch account was to make enough money for like us to get married and have kids and be able to raise the kids like, really well. She's like, really want to give him a great life and maybe means so I only have to work a few days a week and I can be, all of that.
So, and he was doing it in the horror genre.
Yeah.
So as he's just slaying people to death with knives and just tearing open their insides.
For
he's
their
like,
family.
I love my family so much.
He's actually the guy who made that video, the soup video. Steph says, this man works so hard. He works a full-time job 40 hours a week and then streams 40 hours a week as well. So he gets home from work and then like streams at night. To try and like make extra money. He's really dedicated and he's an amazing man and my soulmate. And Steph said his Twitch account name is Faded Gaming, FadedGaming1ng.
Okay.
We'll pop
Thanks
that in
for
our.
Clarifying.
Yeah. Well, because otherwise you'd be following someone who's not supporting
Some
Stephanie and
gamer.
Their kids. Love you guys. Keep being great. We love you too, Steph. And that's awesome. You
love
to
see
that.
I love to see that.
And that's probably a bit of a dream for the boyfriend. He's like, oh my God, I'd love
Streaming.
To do this full time, Like,
yeah, that'd be sick.
But yeah, thanks Good for man. Sharing that.
Thanks for sharing, Stephanie.
Congratulations.
Appreciate it. We'll chat to you guys on Monday. Yep. Have a glorious weekend and hopefully it's not as awful as.
Wearing glasses at the sunglasses in the Big W.
Have a good one.
Love you. Bye.